Dear friends, in my last little communication with you, I talked about the mysterious companion along the road to Emmaus, whom I have met on my own walks during these lockdown days. And that's been a rewarding experience to let that mysterious companion open the scriptures to me in new ways, to see how they live in this moment in my life. And it's been nice to be able to share that with you. Today I thought I'd talk about another companion that I've had along the way, not just during these days of the virus lockdown, but all through my life, a wonderful companion along my journey of faith. And I think it's appropriate to speak of her right now because it's the month of May, and we devote this month traditionally to a devotion to the Blessed Virgin, and she's the one I'm talking about. She's the companion that's been there for me from the very earliest days, looking back. I can't exactly specify a moment in my early life, but I know that both my mom and my dad instilled in me a devotion to Mary, and she became important to me at an early age. In my mom and dad's bedroom, there was the traditional icon of Our Lady of Perpetual Help. It hung right over their bed, as long as I can remember it did. In fact, it was still in my mom's bedroom